Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Orlovsky is one of the busiest broadcasters on ESPN, so we are very appreciative to get a few moments of a time here early on this Wednesday morning. Joining us now is the 12-year NFL veteran and former Lion, Dan Orlovsky on 97.1 The Ticket. Dan, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, guys. Good to be with you. I'm well. Thank you.
We really appreciate the time. Give us your State of the Union address on the Detroit Lions, their decision to bring back Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, and where you think they stand right now.
Well, I get the decision because of the desire to not change again, to not blow up again and restart. But the State of the Address is like, you got till mid-October, really. Like, I would imagine they've got till mid-October to show we're making legit progress in this third season and players are healthy and we're winning football games. And what we thought was going to be the case for the Ford family, what we thought was going to be the case is actually happening. You know, like, I don't see if things aren't drastically better by week 8 of next season, I don't see them surviving much through that. And I don't know if that's necessarily an unfair thing to say, but I think that's the reality. Now, they've got to catch some breaks with player health. There's no doubt about that. They've got to have a good draft. But we all know what the reality was of the situation beforehand with the head coach and Jim Caldwell, what the verbiage used was when they moved on from him. And that hasn't been the case. And so using Bob Quinn or the Ford family's words against them, the only expectation is to become better than what they were. And that's what the reality should be mid-October.
You mentioned the draft. The Lions obviously have the third pick right now. If he's healthy, and the question is, we won't know, and we assume Burrow would be one, Chase Young would be two. If you're the Lions, you have a quarterback in Matthew Stafford, played very well the first half of the season, another back injury, that's 2 years in a row, he's had back problems. Do you pull the trigger if you believe that Tua is a guy that can take you, you know, into the next decade, basically?
No. Multiple reasons. You don't pass on a great player just because he's been beat up. Matthew takes care of his body. I understand 2 years in a row, and obviously there's some crossed fingers that it doesn't happen again in some regards to that. Part of that is the medical team and the medical team for them saying, no, he's fully healthy. No back injury is tied to the previous one, potentially. Listen, the Tua conversation. No team, not just the Lions, no team should draft Tua and have any plans of him playing in the 2020 football season. This is a full-go redshirt season for Tua Tagovailoa. He was on a crutch 3 days ago. And so you think that the guy on a crutch with a legit hip injury is going to be ready to be full-go in August to carry an organization or carry a football team? Absolutely not. And that, if you're a head coach and general manager is banking on that, good luck, because you've written the end of your career at that organization, because it's just not going to happen. He needs a full year of recovery to be healthy for the extended part of his career.
But doesn't that tie in, though, with, you know, Stafford would be the quarterback next year, hopefully healthy and all that. He would then be 33 going into the next year. Then Tua, a year off, healthy, assuming healthy, then you can do something. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't sit here and say no to that. That's outrageous, because if there's a plan, there's a plan. I think that if you've determined that, okay, Matthew Stafford has been here, I think this will be Matthew's 12th season there. Am I correct with that?
2009 he was drafted, so yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that would be Matthews. If you determine as an organization, listen, this is going to be his 12th year here, and it for some reason has not worked, and we need an alternative plan, and we've got the third pick, and we think Tua is the next absolute superstar of the NFL, then you could justify doing that, absolutely. Now, you have to understand that the lack of an impact player there or a different player there at three hinders your opportunity to help the quarterback play better or help the team play better. But if Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are secure enough in their jobs that they think it's worth taking that risk, it's hard to sit here and argue that there's not a calculated plan as to why. I wouldn't do it because I think Matthew's got 5 really good years of football left. And so I wouldn't do it because I think I need to win again by the middle of October. But that's why those guys have those decisions.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky here on 97.1 The Ticket from ESPN. As you know, Dan, from playing here and playing with Matthew Stafford, there's always plenty of debate about him as the quarterback, and we know how strongly you feel about him to the positive. Do you believe that they have a running game now in place and an offensive line now in place that is suitable to compete in the NFL, or do they still need to address the running back position?
No, I mean, I think you're always addressing your running back position, especially if there's a good player that you get cheaply in the draft. So I think that and Kerryon hasn't necessarily proven that he could take some of the load of with injuries, and I think that takes time for running backs in the NFL, especially young ones, to get accustomed to that. The run game is the healthiest it's been as far as production or the potential of production since Matthew's been there. But I don't think that they need to go chasing a running back. Mm-hmm. If one is there and they have him pegged as X and he falls in some capacity, then, yeah, there's value to that. But I don't think tailback is a position that they need to go chase.
I'm curious what you think, because we're bringing up Tua. If he was completely healthy, who's better, him or Burrow?
That's a great question. I would I'd probably say Joe Burrow, but you're gonna be happy with either if you're an organization. The difference between Tua and Joe Burrow, and people may not like to hear this. It's just a weird truth. One's righty, one's lefty. We don't see a lot of stars come out at that position that are lefties. When was the last one? Michael Vick, maybe. And so we just haven't seen stars come out like that and play at that position a long time. I think Joe Burrow, Tua's really sudden in the pocket. He's very violent in the pocket, kind of like Russell Wilson. Joe Burrow's more watery in the pocket, like Steve Young. I think they both have very special accuracy. Joe Burrow's receivers make more contested catches. Tua's guys are more open. And then I think they both carry themselves really well. I can't sit here and knock either of them talent or potential-wise. They're both going to be, if handled the right way, big-time players.
Dan Orlovsky with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Are you rooting for Baltimore, Kansas City as an AFC champion? I know you're not allowed to say that because then everyone says, oh, Orlovsky hates my team. But, you know, you've been doing this for a couple of years now, so I'm sure you've been told on Twitter that you hate everybody's team. So are you kind of rooting for Baltimore, Kansas City in the AFC championship game?
Yeah, I wish we could actually do like a weird reseeding thing and get them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I do pull for people and pull for teams. I'm not like I'm a fan of football. So when people say that stuff to me, I don't like, yeah, I have some teams that I want. I'm just a fan of the way they do things. So for sure, Kansas City, Baltimore. I'm a fan of Tennessee, though, too. Like, and I've been on Tennessee for 2 months just because the violence that they play with. But I think that Baltimore and Kansas City with those two young quarterbacks, Baltimore being so different, is such an intriguing matchup, especially since Kansas City was one of the teams that gave Baltimore a loss this year. That is certainly intriguing to me as well. The NFC, I'm hoping for some kind of chaos. I think that the Packers, if I had to place money on a team today, it would be Green Bay.
Really?
Green Bay is so obviously I just watched an obnoxious amount of tape, and Green Bay is like four plays every single game from blowing everyone out, and they just haven't made those four plays. It hasn't happened. There's games when they're 6 feet away from scoring 40 points, and you know, a couple of missed throws or a slip on a route, and I just think if they put those four plays together, they're going to be brutal to beat. And I think that Minnesota's got flaws. I think San Francisco's got flaws. I think I was at the Seattle game last week. Seattle is as unimpressive as a final eight team as I've seen. So if I had to put money on a team and a quarterback to get hot, it would be Rodgers.
Final thing, because I know you did a lot of college. How long is it going to take for Michigan to get near Ohio State?
Michigan's got a ways. You know, if you just look at those teams, the difference of them on tape, the speed, the size, the efficiency, the coaching detail, the talent, they've got a long way to go. The development of players. So Michigan has got, you know, at the same time, they got to go find their Justin Fields, you know, because I said this during the season, because Justin Fields' second option was Penn State. If Justin Fields had gone to Penn State, we would have been talking about Penn State the way we were talking about Ohio State all year. That kid's really good. So they've got to find their quarterback. To me, I think Jim Harbaugh is a really good coach. I think the more damning thing on him, his record, Ohio State, is the fact that the quarterback development has just not been there. So he's got to go find a quarterback.
Dan, really appreciate the time. I know it's super busy for you. Great watching you on ESPN, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. There he is, Dan Orlovsky, joining us here. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.